Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Mickey, we'll start with the news with Zach Wheeler. The shoulder impingement, when did he come to you and the team with what he's been dealing with?
Yeah, we found out about it a couple days ago when he went to play catch and throw his pen. You know, it's unfortunate, but the good news is structurally everything seems to be pretty good, and we'll get him back as soon as we possibly can.
He said he was dealing with it for a little bit through his last two starts. Did you notice anything?
No, you know, I didn't notice anything. I thought he was throwing the ball well. You know, these guys pitched through a lot, and, you know, he tried to pitch through it the best he could, and now it's time to get taken care of.
So now Steven Matz slides back into the rotation. It's been 2.5 weeks since he's made his start. What has he been working on during that stretch, and what are you looking for from him tonight?
Yeah, we're probably going to keep him on a pitch count. Obviously, you know, 2 weeks is kind of getting a long period of time to keep him on 100 pitches or 115. So we're going to back him down to 75-80. He obviously made a couple of relief appearances. We did a sim game a few days ago with him, got him up and down three times and threw like 55-60 pitches. So he's ready to go, should be sharp and ready to go.
This Twins offense, if it's not number one in the majors and categories, it's number two in a lot of them. What's the approach? What when the pitcher meetings working with Matz and the Ramos tonight to face this offense?
Yeah, you got to get ahead. You know, the best way to get guys out is to control the counts and throw strikes, throw it over the plate. And you know, if they beat you and they do it on a few pitches and early in the count, then you got to tip their hat. But you have to get ahead, because if you pitch behind, they're definitely going to kill you.
Robbie Cano, last 11 games sitting around 400. He's got great numbers here, and he's got great numbers against Michael Pineda. What has been the difference for him, do you think, the last 10, 11 games?
You know, he's doing a good job of implementing all the things he's been working on for the past 3 weeks. You know, he's staying back a little bit more. He's not getting jumpy. He's not getting out on his front foot. He's crushing breaking balls. He's covering fastballs. He's getting hits the other way when he needs to, and he's driving the ball and getting the ball out front and hitting out of the park on occasion. So he's done a great job of just staying positive and continuing to work to put himself in a better place to have success.
And that's what you'd see a veteran do, not trying to make too many changes, but just stick with his approach, and good things will eventually come.
Yeah, if you're doing the right things and taking the right approach and working the right way, you have to have faith that all that's going to start making you have success, and he did a good job of that.
J.D. Davis is the DH tonight. Certainly nice to have an extra bat in the lineup.
Yeah, that's nice. I think that J.D.'s done a great job at the plate this year and deserves to DH tonight in American League City.
Coming off a road series win, it's been a little while since that happened. How does this team build off of that?
Yeah, we just continue to play. You know, we continue to work, continue to come to the park every day with enthusiasm and strive to win ball games. You know, we haven't put ourselves in a place to win as many games as we'd like, and we need to start doing that.
All right, Mickey, thanks. Have a good one tonight.
Yep, thanks a lot, Brad.